I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. How about a little evening catfishing in these hot, late days of summertime? We'll talk a little more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Catfish will bite right now probably as well as any fish you'll find in our lakes and rivers of West Virginia. DNR biologist Mark Scott says there are primarily two kinds of catfish which are abundant. The old channel cat feeds bassins.
They've got those long whiskers that they spread out, and that's how they scour the bottom, you know, feeling for food. And they pretty much taste food with any part of their body. So if any part of their body hits a morsel of food, they know what it is, and they grab it.
Then there are the flatheads, or mudcats, as they're often called.
They're pretty common in New River, and of course, I'm talking about down this way around Beckley, but you know, there are other parts of the state, too. New River, Kanawha River, the Mon River, Ohio River, they catch some big ones, and they're in several of our reservoirs. But they're mostly a piscivore, which means they eat fish. They'll eat crawfish and other stuff, too, but you know, I guess probably in the river, their primary prey would be rock bass.
And there's a third type of catfish in West Virginia, the blue cat, which has been reintroduced in the Ohio and Kanawha rivers. Now, Scott suggests the most important thing about catfishing right now is to pick your fishing time wisely.
You know, this time of year at night, it's a good time to fish. You know, it's cooling off, and the only bad thing is the bugs, really. And, you know, that's the time to go for catfish. You know, they spawn in June, July, but, you know, you can catch them. They're real abundant, you know, pretty much everywhere. There's lots of them, like down this way in Bluestone Lake, got tons of them, and quite a few in New River, and about anywhere you go, you can catch one.
And although catfish are bottom feeders, you don't necessarily have to be fishing deep to find them.
Yes and no. Actually, at night, I know people that will fish gravel flats and such, where they come up, you know, below a shoal area to feed. You know, they'll stay in the deep part during the day, but a lot of times they'll move up, you know, at some point during the night and feed on gravel bars.
A couple of other suggestions to increase your chances.
Anytime I'm fishing with bait, I use pretty much a split shot or a small egg sinker. I use like a slip sinker kind of thing, and just use as light as I can get by with. And that's what I always like. I like to let the fish feel as least resistance as he can. You know, so he don't even know I'm there until he gets the bait. Another thing I use, I don't know how popular they are, circle hooks. And it takes a little getting used to, because you don't jerk to set the hook. You just kind of reel tight once the fish takes off running. But you don't hook any fish deep in the gut that way. Pretty much all your hookups are in the corner of the mouth.
Summertime catfishing, you can't beat that. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.